Getting the most out of Toastmasters using LinkedIn, part 1 of 2, September 2020. We have all applied for jobs and often heard the words, "You need to be the right fit for our team." How do hiring managers know if you are the right fit for the team? What on your resume or LinkedIn profile could exemplify this fact? According to Indeed.com, these are the 5 most sought after skills in any industry. Number 1, communication skills. Number 2, leadership skills. Number 3, teamwork skills. Number 4, interpersonal skills. And number 5, learning or adaptability skills. Do all these skills ring a bell? Aren't these the same reason why so many of us became Toastmasters? The benefits of Toastmasters are well known to all of us. But many of us may not be taking advantage of this key experience to help us get our next job offer. By mentioning Toastmasters experience as a member or an officer, you demonstrate an intent to learn and improve, which is a top skill recruiters and hiring managers are looking for these days. Megan Mayer, Chair at Network for Impact and Division A Director, asserts, "Anyone showing the desire to grow and learn at any phase of life is the one companies are looking to hire." Now, more than ever, hiring is becoming more, if not totally, virtual. And skills assessed through virtual platforms means we must focus on a virtual professional presence. Recent research shows that today's college graduates have dismissed job boards in favor of job searching on Google and LinkedIn for about 64%, followed by company career pages and career fairs at 57%. Makes sense, since these are tools which we use in our everyday lives. Imagine connecting with fellow Toastmasters in your dream company or meeting your potential hiring manager in Toastmasters International webinars. LinkedIn and Toastmasters could totally make this happen. We come across so many members engaged in different professions during our visits to other clubs, both virtually and in person. The same can be extended to LinkedIn. With this, you will have an advantage of a conversation starter, a clear indication of growth mindset, and a clear example of your communication and leadership skills. Megan believes at least 80% of this virtual process might stick around owing to high cost involved in hiring candidates. She claims, even when the pandemic is over, only final meetups might be in person and the prior screening process may continue to be online. They could be flown once they're screened for the final interview to meet the team and other members of the company. With the changing times, technology is expanding to meet new challenges at a rate we never imagined. And we should surely keep up our ways too. Let's jump on board with this change, adapt ourselves, and benefit from it. Workplaces have become virtual and distances irrelevant. Let's take advantage of virtual meetings and online networking platforms. In the next article, we will show you how to showcase your leadership skills on your LinkedIn profile. We will show you how to use this powerful online career platform to network with other Toastmasters at dream companies. Companies often use sports analogy such as teams for good reason. Megan believes companies are not looking to hire candidates who sit around until they're instructed to warm up. Instead, they are interested in candidates who take the game balls off the shelves and start the warm-up with others. Narrated by Raji Bandanapuri, Area D2 Director and member of Intel Innovators and Toastmasters Insiders.